Cole Monty, you can't win them all, can you?
Can't win them all, boys. I'm just glad I'm actually made it to wear. When I heard Rob's voice, I thought we might be in trouble. He'd be there all day. But thankfully, you played the music. Yeah, never second.
No.
It was a dead set moral to finish exactly second, wasn't it? As soon as I tipped it, I was so bullish on it, particularly when it was running at Gosford. It's pulled out of that, gone a while. And as the rest is history, as they say. But we don't carry our divots, do we, Shug?
No, but can you take us through? We actually didn't see the race. Did we look the winner at any stage?
Yeah, well, it loomed up really nicely just as they hit the turn and then sort of had a nice little turn of foot. And I thought it was just gonna romp home. And then the eventual winner just loomed up on its outside and just tipped it by about a half head, I'd say, just on the line.
So
it was close, but no cigar. Yeah, it was close.
Oh, yuck. Rightio, what else we're looking towards?
Well, we're looking towards 2023, lads. I've been walking on air all day as a Canterbury Bulldog supporter with the big news. Reid Marnie's coming to the club, but not till 2023, or as I like to call it, the year of the Hitachi hot plate highlight. It's going to be one hell of a year for the Bulldog social team. Now, we've put up their price to win the competition in 2023. $13 is on the board if you want to type the money for a couple of years. I don't mind the look of that little price. Reid Marnie slots in. Probably there was the last piece of the puzzle, I think. What they needed, they probably needed a quality one or a nine, so they've got one of those. Just need to find someone at fullback to do a nice job for them, and I reckon they'll be thereabouts in 2023.
Shawnee, can I ask you this question? And this is a question without notice, so if you can't answer it, you can't answer it. But just as a hypothetical, right, if there's a game happening this week and Regan Campbell-Gillard is in the team and Reid Marnie is in the team. Now, I know there's a lot of factors here and it depends on what's your backup like and those sorts of things, but just the Parramatta team we know as it is now, if Regan Campbell-Gillard was a late scratching, what impact would that have on the line? If Reid Marnie was a late scratching, what impact would that have on the line? Any idea?
Yeah. I don't have Campbell-Gillard moving it that much. If anything, I'm thinking maybe half a point. They've got some decent cover in that position, obviously. Marnie's huge, or was huge for them this year. You saw when he missed those games late, they were just cast. There was just no one to back him in that position. I'd probably have him moving it at least a couple of points to that line for the Parramatta Reels. I think he's a quality player.
Yeah, so that's my point, Brian. So so what I was trying to articulate yesterday, Shawnee, is that I believe that the front rower and the edge back rower, their average price at the marketplace is far more than the dummy halves. Like, people are outraging about, you know, Reid Marnie 600 or 700, but if Regan Campbell-Gillard's getting 800 or 900, or you know,
he wouldn't be getting. He's not getting 800. Regan Campbell-Gillard.
Well, some of those. Well, Junior Paulo, for example, would be.
He'd be similar to Reid Marnie. You said Payne Haas.
Yeah.
Yesterday,
but he's $1 million plus. People saying for 10 years, 1 point something. That's ridiculous.
Okay. Well, I'll put you up. Tamalolo.
Yeah.
He's an elite player of $1 million.
Well, he's not playing to that now,
okay,
is he?
Okay, Api Koroisau. Mm.
Yeah.
You happy with what's he getting?
Oh, he's not getting $1 million, no. But I think the dummy half is far more influential on a team than another front row. For example, the kicking game of Reid Marnie.
Yes.
It's sublime. It is unbelievable. And anyway, that's what I'm saying there. So where do we land with the Bulldog, Shawnee?
Yeah, it's $13 to win the comp in 2023, lads. As I said, I don't mind the look of that. Obviously, you've got to tie your money up for a very long time, so you might just get it power dry. But probably not the worst idea, just having a look at them at next year. There's a chance that, you know, some of these players might arrive early, although highly unlikely. I think they're about $2.50 to make the eight next year. If anyone doesn't lob early, then I probably still have them missing the eight, but certainly on the right trajectory, and it's an exciting time if you're a Bulldog supporter like me.
Nicky Davis, he is a Lions supporter in this Thanksgiving clash. How do we see this game shaping up in the NFL?
Yeah, I love that. I was going to ask you what he tipped because I missed his spot. We've got the two worst teams in NFC going head-to-head in the early hours tomorrow morning. Now, both of these teams, they can barely score a point between them. The total is pretty low at 41.5. You'd have to be a brave punter to get involved in that. But a couple of things, you know, that I love in punting, Shug. One, a home underdog. Mm. And even better than that, I love just getting against a bad team when they're odds on. And that's exactly what Chicago is here. They're now $1.70 head-to-head. So they've been drifting all day. They were $1.60 first look this morning, so the Lions have firmed right up into a $2.17. The Lions still plus three, but there's a bit of juice in that plus, so I'd suggest it's probably going to go to 2.5. So you might just want to get on the lines and follow Nick Davis and myself in that game. I wouldn't be surprised if this one probably gets to pick him by kickoff tomorrow.
Okie dokie. What about if you missed out on Very Elegant in the Melbourne Cup? We get another crack here in a Melbourne Cup. And have you spoken to Squirrel?
I've gone to the new doyen of Greyhounds or the Dishies at Sportsbet, Shagger.
Oh.
Now, I've asked him, I asked Shagger for one. Now, this race is worth $500,000 to win, if you don't mind. So it's a proper race down there at Sandown tomorrow night. I've asked him for one tip, and he sent me an absolute Herman. It's the longest tip sheet you've ever seen. So
Herman.
We won't go through it all. But in short, we want to be on number 3 in box 3, Coblenz. It's got the best early speed in the race, which we know is so important in the Dishies. If it gets to that first corner in front, which we think it will, it's going to be very, very hard to run down. The favourite is the one outside it, Aston Rupee. But as I said, it's outside, drawn in the squeeze box right in the middle. It's going to need plenty of luck to avoid that trouble. Should be a bit of carnage at the first corner. We want Coblenz to lead the whole way. It's about $3.20 at the moment.
Hey, I didn't ask you, did you get the apartment tidy when the wifey returned?
It's tidier than what it was. I wouldn't go the whole way and say tidy, but it was tidier, yeah.
Sean, are you on the drink tomorrow in the city?
Well, it's Friday night, Brian, so there's every chance I'll be floating around somewhere.
Yeah, I'm coming in hot. Oh. I'm up the Chifley Tower end of the city. So,
did I hear there was an early start on the golf course? Maybe a beer at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, but I think golf may be cancelled because of the rain.
Okay.
No, okay. Not the spice. Sugar thinks I'm going to the Spice Temple. No, I'll be there. The great Justin Dooley, former Rooster, is coming over from Adelaide. Going to catch up with him. Oh. And hang on, where's he gone now? Could be. Could be the latter. So if you're around, I know you hang down the southern end of the city. Yeah. Let's meet halfway.
Yeah.
Meet halfway somewhere.
Yeah. All right. Our stars might just align tomorrow night. God help the world if that happens.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I don't often go out into the city.
Yeah.
Like in the heart of it.
You've got it sorted.
Great
you get your golf on a Friday morning, haven't you? Friday's your day.
Friday is my day.
Yeah.
I like to plan my Fridays, and this is going to be good.
Good luck.
Okay, good on you, Shawnee. Thanks very much for that.
Good on you, coal miner.
Thanks, boys. All right. See you tomorrow night, Brian.
Yes.
Have a wonderful night. Mate.